各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我们在开会之前呢，用简短的道理跟我们大家一起来学习，互相勉励。
Before we have our meeting, we will have a short message for mutual learning and encouragement.
我们来谈这个种跟收的道理。
Let's talk about the teaching concerning sowing and reaping.
我们来看加拉太书第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
第七节跟第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
加拉太书六章第七节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 7.
说不要助亲，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。第八节。
Verse 8.
顺从情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。我们知道这个种跟收啊，这是自然界一个非常普通啊的一种道理。
We know that the teaching concerning sowing and reaping is something that is very natural and common in nature.
So, 我们种什么，将来就收什么。
Whatever we sow into the ground, we will also reap.
我们种得多啊，就收得多。
If we sow a lot, we will reap a lot.
种得少啊，就收得少。
If we sow little, we will reap little.
所以所罗门王曾经啊，也谈到这方面的道理。
So King Solomon once also talked about this.
我们看传道书十一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
传道书十一章，我们要从第一节读到第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, we will read from verses 1 to 6.
说当将你的粮食撒在水面上。因为日久必能得着。第二节。
Verse 2.
你要分给七个人客，分给八个人，因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。第三节。
Verse 3.
云若满了雨，就倾倒在地上，树若向南倒或向北倒，树在倒在河边就存在何处。第四节。
4.
看风的必不撒种，望云的必不收割。第五节。
Five.
风从何到来？骨头在怀孕妇人的胎中如何长成？你尚且不知道。这样行万事之神的作为，你更不得知道。第六节。
Six.
早晨要撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是少撒的，或是晚撒的，或是两样都好。这里所罗门王谈到说，我们要把粮食撒在水面上。
In this passage, King Solomon tells us that we have to cast our bread upon the waters.
将来就会收成。
And then we will find it after many days.
那这个里的撒种可以谈到两方面的事情。
So when King Solomon talks about sowing, we can talk about sowing from two aspects.
一个是行善捐书的事情。
It is talking about doing good.
另外一个也可以谈到传福音这也是一种美好的种子。
Doing good, doing charity. Second, it is also talking about preaching the gospel. This is also sowing good seed.
他说这个行善要把握机会，常常行。
And King Solomon says, if we do good, we have to take hold of our opportunity and do good often.
行善不灰心的时候，时候到了就能够收成。
And if we do not lose heart when we do good, then when the time has come, we will be able to reap.
所以保罗写信勉励哥林多教会。
So Paul writes a letter to encourage the church in Galatia.
说马其顿地区的教会他们很热心行善，捐书来帮助耶路撒冷的教会。
He tells the church that the members of Macedonia have offered a lot of help to them.
所以保罗勉励哥林多教会 哎呀，既然要做这个慈惠的事，啊，就要赶快做，要多多的做。
I'm sorry, Paul wrote a letter to encourage the members of Corinth, and so he tells the Corinthian church that if they want to do good, they have to do it quickly.
他说这个行善好像在撒种一样。
And he says doing good works is like sowing seeds.
神给你的能力啊，就好像一把的种子。
The ability that God gives you is like a handful of seeds.
啊，这个种子你不把它撒下去呀，啊，它就没有办法成长。
But if you do not sow the seeds will not grow.
啊，但是如果我们把神给我们的种子，我们把它撒在地面上。
But if we sow the seeds that God has given us into the ground,
说你撒得越多，将来收成就越多。
The Bible tells us the more we sow, the more we shall reap.
因为神会把各样仁义的种子啊，多多的给你，啊，让你行更多的善事。
Because God will give us even more seeds of good works so that we can do even more good.
啊，这是保罗在哥林多后书啊第八章第九章勉励哥林多教会。
And this is what Paul had used to encourage the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9.
啊，另外这个撒种也可以指着传福音的工作。
And sowing seeds can also refer to the work of evangelizing.
所以保罗勉励提摩太说啊，无论得时不得时啊，总要传道。
That's why Paul tells Timothy, whether in season or out of season, we have to preach the word.
说那个风啊，从哪里来，往哪里去呀？那这个我们不知道，因为这个神定的一个轨道。
And we do not know where the wind comes and where the wind will go, because this is something God has set.
那个儿子啊，孩子在妈妈的肚子啊，怎么成长啊？这也是很奥秘的神的作为。
And how a child grows inside the mother's womb is something also very miraculous.
那所以我们在撒种也是一样。
The same is like when we are sowing seeds.
我们只是尽我们的本分呐，撒种浇灌。
We only do our part to sow the seed and to water the seed.
啊，但是神会让它成长。
But God will make it grow.
啊，因为我们种子撒下去以后，它怎么发芽成长，这是神的作为。
Because after we have sown the seeds, how the seed will sprout and grow is the work of God.
所以我们啊，早上要撒种，晚上要撒种。
So we have to sow seeds in the morning and sow seeds in the evening.
得时不得时啊，总要传道理。
Whether in season or out of season, we have to preach the gospel.
啊，但是神同在帮助的话，这个种子就能够发芽成长，结实三十倍、六十倍。
But if God abides and helps the seed grow, then we will have a harvest of 30-fold or 60-fold.
所以这个撒种跟浇跟收成啊，这有一个一定的道理，也有一定的因果关系。
And we see that there is this set teaching of sowing and reaping. There is a cause and effect.
那加拉太书里面呢，谈到我们的人的行为也是一样。
And the book of Galatians says it is the same with our actions, our conduct.
我们的行事作为啊，就好像在撒种一样。
Our conduct, our behavior as a person is like sowing seeds.
说你用圣灵撒种，将来就借着圣灵收永生。
And Paul tells us that if we sow to the Spirit, then we will reap everlasting life.
我们所撒的是情欲的种子，将来就收败坏。
But if we sow to our flesh, then we will reap corruption.
所以我们从圣经里面看到很多啊的实例。
So in the Bible, we see many examples.
所以古圣徒叫我们说啊，我们留心看呐，啊那些义人的结局。
And the saints of the Bible remind us that we have to pay attention and look at the end of all the saints.
所以那些公义的、有美名的，我们都要常常去思想。
We have to often think about the end of those who are righteous, those who are virtuous.
啊，来笑啊，他们的作为。
And imitate and learn from their example.
啊，当然也有一些啊是失败的例子啊，啊就要做我们的借鉴。
And there are also examples of failures that serves as a warning to us.
因为神是公义啊，不偏待人的。
Because God is just and He is not partial.
所以恒心行善的神就用各样的福气还有永生来报应他们。
And those who do good, God will reward them.
他说行恶的人神会把各样的患难加在他们的身上。
But those who do wicked, God will cause disasters to befall them.
所罗门王在传道书里面说啊，有时候我们看到一种社会上的现象。
In Ecclesiastes, King Solomon also mentioned that sometimes in the world we will see scenes like this.
但是我们不要看那个过程啊，我们要看它的结局。
We will see certain things that happen in the world, but we shouldn't look at the process of the thing, but look at the conclusion of the matter.
因为事情的结局啊，强过事情的起头。
Because the end of a matter is more important than the beginning.
我们看传道书第八章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书第八章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
我们先看十四节。
Let's turn to verse 14.
八章十四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 14.
说世界上有一件虚空的事，就是一人所遭遇的，反照恶人所行的；又恶人所遭遇的，反照一人所行的。我说这也是虚空。保罗在所罗门王在这里谈到说，有时候我们看到一些社会不公义的现象。
And in verse 14, King Solomon mentions that sometimes we will see injustice in the world.
啊，我们一般讲，义人会得福啊，这个恶人呐啊会遭灾。
Generally speaking, we see that the righteous should be blessed, but the wicked should be punished.
啊，但是有时候我们看到义人反而受苦。
But sometimes we will see that the just will suffer.
啊，完了，那个恶人呐，凡事亨通顺利。
But for the wicked, everything is prosperous and successful for him.
啊，这不是神不公义。
And it is not that God is not righteous.
而是啊，这是一个过程，我们看要看他最后的结局。
But we see that this is the process of their lives, and we must look at the conclusion.
我们看传道书八章十二节。
Let's continue reading Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12.
八章十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
罪人虽然作恶百次，倒想长久的日子。然而我准知道，敬畏神的，就是在他面前敬畏的人，终究必得福乐。十三节。
13。
恶人却不得福乐，也不得长久的连日。这连日好像影儿，因为他不敬畏神。所罗门说啊，无论怎么样呢。啊，这个善恶一定有最后的结果。
But then King Solomon also says, no matter what happens, the just and the wicked will face their ultimate end.
说最后敬畏神的人呐、啊，神一定给他福乐。
And in the end, those who fear God, it will be well for him.
啊，恶人的日子啊，好像影儿，因为他不敬畏神。
But the days of the wicked are as a shadow because he does not fear God.
所以我们从圣经里面、啊、看到很多的实例。
So in the Bible, we see many real life examples.
因为圣经好像一面镜子一样。
Because the Bible is like a mirror.
啊，把人的好坏啊都把它照出来。
It reflects the good and the bad of a person.
所以我们人一般在写书啊，如果这个人我们认为他好的，我们都会把他的不好的地方、啊、把它隐藏起来。
Typically, when we write a biography about a person that we consider as good, we would try to not mention any of his bad points.
有时候我们不喜欢这个人。
But if sometimes we don't like a certain person,
虽然他有些好处啊，我们都不提。
And we write things about him, we would not mention any good points about
him. 因为这是人，所以人的看法不完全。
And because this is the perspective of man, and our perspective is always incomplete.
但是神说公义的神。
But because God is a just God.
虽然这个人很好。
So even though a person may be very good,
但是他在生活当中有一些软弱缺点，同样的圣经也把它记载，把它挑出来。
But he may also have some weaknesses and some shortcomings in his life, so the Bible will also reveal them.
那亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
We see that Abraham is the father of faith.
但是亚伯拉罕也有一些软弱。
But we see Abraham also had weaknesses.
他敬畏神的信心，得到信心的结果。
He feared God and he had faith in God and he saw the reward of his faith.
他的软弱啊，也对他的一生，或者是他的后代，也造成相当大的影响。
But because of his weaknesses, he also affected all his descendants as well.
大卫王也是一样。
The same also applies to King David.
虽然他是合神心意的王，
even though he was a king after God's own heart.
他有好的一面，有蒙福的一面。
He has a good side, a side that was blessed by God.
但是他也有他的软弱啊，受到神的追讨。
But he also has his weaknesses, and God also demanded an accounting from him for it.
所以我们怎样在这个世界当中啊，我们做一个义人，行神所喜悦的事情。
So when we live in this world, how do we be a righteous person and do the things that pleases God?
这是我们啊，应当努力追求的目标。
This is a goal that we should pursue after.
以赛亚书里面说啊，我们在地面上建筑房屋。
The book of Isaiah says we can build houses on the earth.
我们将来建造的，我们回到天上就住己居住。
And whatever we build on earth,When we return to heaven, that is where we will dwell.
我们在地面上种植各样的果实。
On the earth, we will plant many different fruit trees.
我们回到天上，我们就收割自己的成果。
When we return to heaven, we will reap of our own harvest.
这就是我们所种的，将来就按照我们所做的来收成。
This means that whatever we sow, we will reap accordingly in the future.
我们简单谈一下这个亚伯拉罕的例子。
So let's talk about the example of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕称为信心之父。
Abraham was called the father of faith.
神选召他的时候，他就决然离开自己的家乡。
When God chose him, he left his own homeland.
跟随神的脚步，一步一步的走到迦南地。
And he followed the footsteps of God, step by step, until he reached the land of Canaan.
神给他三大应许，要让他祖孙多。
And God gave him three great promises that his descendants will be multiplied.
让他的后裔成为大国。
Will be multiplied, and his descendants will become a great
nation. 要把迦南地是给他的祖孙做产业。
And the land of Canaan will be given to his descendants as an inheritance.
神要大大的祝福给他。
And God will greatly bless him.
所以亚伯拉罕就跟着神的脚步啊，到处足坛，跟神保持很密切的交通。
So Abraham followed in God's footsteps and built altars wherever he went and kept a close communication.
虽然呢，经过很久的考验了，他都没有孩子。
Even though he endured a very long trial, he still did not bear any
children. 但是他相信神的应许。
But he believed in the promise of God.
他的祖孙要像天上的星，像海边的沙。
That his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore.
要说因为他的信心啊，神就称他为义。
And because of his faith, God accounted to him as righteousness.
后来神也照着应许啊，让他的儿子以撒出生。
And later, God, according to his promise, also allowed him to have his son Isaac.
他又把以撒照着神的吩咐要把他献给神。
And according to God's command, Abraham also offered Isaac to God.
所以圣经里面说啊，亚伯拉罕信心是相信属无变为有啊，属不可能变为可能的神。
And the Bible describes Abraham's faith in God is that he believes that God is a God who can turn nothing into something and the impossible into the possible.
经过操练以后啊，他满心相信神的应许一定会成就。
After he was trained by God, he was filled with faith in God.
他也相信说他把儿子献上以后啊，神会把这个以撒还给他。
He also believed that if he offered up his son as a sacrifice, God will also return his son alive back to him.
所以神就发誓说，论大福，我要把最大的福气给他。
So God made an oath that he will give the greatest blessing to him.
论祖孙啊，我要让他的祖孙多起来。
And God will make his descendants numerous.
啊，当然这是亚伯拉罕信心的果效。
And this is the fruit of Abraham's faith.
因为信心所带来的结果。
This is the result that came about because of his faith.
但是我们知道亚伯拉罕在一生当中啊，他也有美中不足的地方。
But we see that in Abraham's life, he also had imperfections.
他曾经因为失掉信心，所以下埃及。
There was one time because he lost faith, so he went down to Egypt.
他曾经因为失掉信心，两次啊，不敢承认撒拉是他的妻子。
There was also another time because he didn't have faith, so there was two times that he did not admit that Sarah was his wife.
他曾经失掉信心，所以接纳撒拉的建议。
He had also one time lost his faith and accepted the suggestion of his wife Sarah.
娶了夏甲，借着他要来生儿子。
And married Hagar and wanted to have a son through Hagar.
我们看到说，这个都是亚伯拉罕曾经失掉信心的现象。
And we see that these are all times when Abraham had lost his faith.
因为失掉信心啊，所以所带来了一些不好的结果。
And because he lost his faith in those times, he also brought about bad consequences for himself.
比如说啊，从埃及地带回来夏甲。
When he returned to Egypt, he brought with him Hagar.
又借着夏甲来生以实玛利。
And when through Hagar he had Ishmael.
因为这个不是神的旨意，而是借着人力血气所生的。
Because this was not God's will, but this was man's will, and these came about because of man's own desire and flesh.
所以让这个家庭带来祸根。
So he brought about turmoil to his own family.
所以神就说啊，这个夏甲所生的儿子啊，会像野驴一样到处攻击人。
And God told Abraham that the son of Hagar will be like a wild fox and attack everyone.
因为这个血气生的没有办法在家里承受产业，所以要被赶出去。
Because he was born of according to the flesh, desires of the flesh, so he cannot inherit.
亚伯拉罕就为着这个事情啊，非常忧愁。
Abraham's inheritance. So Abraham became very sorrowful about this.
用情欲啊所杀的种子啊啊所带来的结果。
Because this was the consequence that he reaped by sowing according to his own flesh.
所以因为这样，说让他的祖孙啊世代永永怀仇恨。
And because of this, his descendants, for generations to come, bore hatred towards one another.
我们看到几千年来以阿的问题啊，一直没有办法得到解决。
We see now thousands of years later, this.A problem between his descendants is still not resolved.
将来最后的世界也会因为以阿的问题呀、造成大灾难啊，整个毁灭。
And we see that at the end of the world will also be destroyed because of this conflict.
所以我们看到这是亚伯拉罕软弱当中失掉信心所带来的后果。
So we see that this is the consequence that Abraham brought upon himself by losing his faith.
创世纪二十六章里面又说
，And Genesis chapter 26 also records.
撒拉离世了以后啊，这个亚伯拉罕又娶了一个女子叫做基图拉。
That after Sarah had passed away, Abraham took for him another wife called.
又生了六个儿子。
And he had six more sons.
那这个都不是从神来的旨意。
And these are not children that came from the will of God.
所以多了几个孩子啊，只是增加他儿子以撒的仇人。
So even though he had more sons, but he simply increased more enemies for his own son Isaac.
他们的祖孙啊，都变成选民的敌对的力量。
Because the descendants of all of his other sons became adversaries of the chosen people.
所以我们说啊，种什么就收什么。
And that's why we say, whatever we sow, we shall reap.
一个人啊，他的信心，他有他美好的结果。
If a person has faith, he will see a good reward.
但是他的软弱啊，也会造成非常大的影响。
But if a person has weaknesses, this will also cause many bad consequences.
我们就先谈到这里。
So let's conclude here.
我们下午再继续。
And we will continue in the afternoon.
我们现在一起来祷告，结束早上的聚会。
Now let us pray together to conclude this morning's service.
好，我们接着就请负责人来主持信徒会议。
And afterwards, we'll ask the church council to start the general meeting.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.